So how about other BCMA-based strategies?
Antibody-drug conjugates have been used in other malignancies, including, as you know, AML and ALL. So this is a similar drug. Now, this is targeting BCMA with a warhead, an MMAE warhead. And the idea here is that once it targets BCMA, it deploys the warhead inside and allows for lysosomal-based cell disintegration. So it's very targeted. And of course, the secondary effects can be that this toxin can then be having secondary off-target effects because once it's unleashed, it may, you know, diffuse out. And so from an efficacy standpoint, it's been very efficacious, over 60% response rate. And actually, the PFS in the final publication was 12 months, which is basically the same as CAR T. So I think that's something that's going to be competing in that CAR T space for patients who have relapse therapy who might not be candidates for CAR T. I do want to point out that the patients were a little less heavily pretreated in that study. I think the requirement was at least two prior lines, and the median was five. So that's a little bit less heavily pretreated than CAR T. So not exactly the same population, but pretty similar. The most important thing I think that we've taken away from that is not just the efficacy, but then on the flip side, the side effects. So whereas the toxicities for CAR T are very immediate and profound CRS, and patients are in the hospital, in this case, the toxicities we're concerned about are corneal toxicities because of the side effects of the toxin. And this is known with this type of antibody-drug conjugate therapy that this is a possibility. And if I'm not mistaken, I think like 60% of patients had a grade one or two. And I may be mistaken in that number. But what's important is that anybody who's ever had a cornea scratch knows it's very annoying. So you have to really make sure that you educate your patients well if you're going to get this therapy, that there's a chance for corneal toxicity. And the investigators were really good about assessing this. They had ophthalmologic counterparts, collaborators to help with this. And this may be something that can help patients be assessed. Also, judicious use of rewetting drops, et cetera, to prevent this from further causing issues. This study did have a limitation of courses of therapy, so I think that was actually a good thing because it's not saying you have to treat patients indefinitely. But I have to say, it really had some very nice efficacy and PFS data, so I think it's going to be a pretty good competitor, particularly because this is something that eventually would be able to be given in the community. You don't have to send your patient to a specialized CAR T center to get this therapy. So I think there's going to be a role for this type of therapy.